In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. In today's society, there is a shortage, a deficit of true apology. It seems like nobody apologizes much anymore. Or if they apologize, it's just kind of like a half apology. You know, there's even a managerial theory that you never apologize. You know, in business, you never apologize for anything because that makes you look weak and you want to get the promotion, and you can get the promotion by not apologizing ever. But that's not right. We need to apologize. We apologize by saying, "I'm sorry." So sometimes people don't want to say, "I'm sorry." We might say something else. But you say, "I'm sorry. I'm sorry for getting angry. I shouldn't have done it." Don't make excuses. Apologize. But just as important is the response. Sometimes people don't say anything and they say, "Oh, well, you know, that happens," or "We all do it," or "Don't worry about it." No. The response to an apology is, "I forgive you," or "apology accepted." It's important because it completes the apology. They're saying, "I'm sorry." They did something that damaged the relationship, and they're making the apology, and then the response is to try to restore that relationship. It's very important within families to do that. Husband and wife should do that. If the one spouse apologizes to the other, you say that, "I'm sorry for getting angry at you. I shouldn't have." And the response should always be, "I forgive you." You don't. It's important to say those words. There's something there that finishes and completes it. Now, in our society, like I said, it seems like we don't apologize, or we don't apologize correctly. And this carries over into confession. Confession is nothing more than us apologizing to God. "Oh my God, I am truly sorry for these sins. I'm sorry you're apologizing. I'm sorry for taking your name in vain. I'm sorry for stealing $100,000 from work. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry." That's what confession is. We apologize to God. And then what? And then God says, "I forgive you. Apology accepted." That's when the priest says, "I absolve you." Right? "I absolve, I take it away." That is God saying, "I forgive you." Even though it's the voice of the priest, it is Christ Himself who absolves you, who forgives you, who's saying, "I accept your apology. Go in peace." I think sometimes we forget this, that confession is an apology. It is not spiritual counseling. It is not psychological counseling. It is apologizing to God. Now, there are three main parts to confession. We have to have contrition, that is sorrow for our sins. Now, for mortal sins, we have to be sorry. Why? Because they're either going to put us in hell for all eternity, or that we've destroyed our friendship with God. We've offended God. That's perfect contrition, or imperfect contrition, or attrition and contrition. There's a lot of different names for it. But basically, that's what it boils down to. Sorry for our sin that we're going to go to hell. Sorry that we've offended God. Of course, the one sorry that we've offended God is the more perfect one. That's the one that we should strive for. Other types of sorrow for mortal sins are not sufficient. Sorry that I don't feel good about this sin is not sufficient. I feel bad that I did this. No, you got to feel bad that you're going to go to hell. Not just generally feel bad. There's a reason why, you know, Judas was sorry, but his sorrow wasn't proper. it wasn't sufficient for his sins to be forgiven. St. Peter was also sorry. This both happened on, you know, at Holy Thursday. St. Peter was sorry, but his sorrow was perfect. He was sorry because he destroyed his friendship with God. And this is what we have to remember. We have to have the proper contrition. Now, that's for mortal sins. So remember, mortal sins are when we destroy our friendship with God. We commit something that destroys that friendship. It's gone. Venial sins damage that friendship. It's still there, but it's damaged. That's a good way to remember this difference. Every mortal sin has to be confessed in the confessional in type and number according to the Council of Trent. So we should be sorry, and then the next step is confess. We have this sorrow, now we confess our sins in the confessional. Every mortal sin, that means you have to say it in type and number. You just can't say, I said bad things. That's not specific enough. Why? Because that can be gossip. That can be lying. That can be taking the Lord's name in vain. There's many ways we can sin by saying bad things. We have to be specific. If it's a mortal sin. You know, I lied 17 times on the witness stand, you know, in the trial. That would be, you know, full-blown mortal sin. You got to say how many times. Of course, the penance might be to go and correct that. But so we have to confess. Now, venial sins, we don't have to confess in number. We want to try to confess them in type, but it's not as essential. You know, we don't have to get into all the details of exactly what the sin is. We just can kind of confess those in a little more general way. And remember, venial sins, the sorrow isn't specifically that that contrition or attrition that you're going to go to hell because they won't put you into hell. And venial sins don't destroy our friendship with God. So the contrition is a little different there. But we have to confess our mortal sins. Now, venial sins are not just forgiven in the confessional. They're forgiven every time we bless ourselves with holy water. This is why we have holy water at the doors when we come in. Whenever we receive communion, you are forgiven of your venial sins. You can just do an act of contrition. That's a forgiveness of venial sins. So it's not specifically in the confessional. So, for confession, we have contrition, proper contrition, sorrow for our sins. We confess them, and then we do satisfaction. Satisfaction means, satis means like satisfy. Faction means to do, like, you know, like the word factory. Satisfaction, to do enough. To do enough what? To do enough to make up for the sin. Satisfaction. This is the penance. The penance that we're supposed to do. Now, the penance the priest gives you in the confessional is only symbolic of the penance you need to do. Nobody claims, or I should say mostly, there's always an exception, of course. No priest really claims that the penance that we give is a perfect penance for the sins you confess. It's just proportional. This is why we have Lent, to make up for our past sins. The penance, and the penance should, in some way it should be proportionate and reflect the actual sin. So if I steal something, my penance should be, I have to then give something back, if not to the person, to someone else, so that I don't profit. So that satisfaction should reflect the sin in some way also. It's good that that happens. So, when we go to confession, we look at what happened in the past, our past sins. We bring them, we're sorry for them, and so we're apologizing to God. And then we make a promise to not sin in the future. That's that firm purpose of amendment. And I promise, with the help of your grace, to do penance and to never sin anymore. The firm purpose of amendment. That is necessary also. Sometimes I think people go to confession every week, and it becomes kind of a routine. And you begin to wonder, well, are you really sorry, or is it just like now you go to confession, or are you really sorry? Or are you really making a firm purpose of amendment, not to sin anymore? Or is it just going through the routine? Now remember, this is in reference to mortal sins, okay? Venial sins, you know, it's different. Do you have that firm purpose to never sin anymore? Now, the fact that we recognize that maybe a person, and I say we because priests go to confession too, you know, we go pretty regularly, that when we have that firm purpose of amendment, we may recognize we have a habitual sin, that our heart is attached to a sin. And at the moment of confession, we hate it, we're sorry, and we never want to do it again. But we could also know that, you know, I'm weak and I'm afraid that I might fall again in the next week, Father. Okay, that might be the reality, but here and now, in the confessional, you don't ever want to sin again, right? That is correct. That is a firm purpose of amendment. If you recognize you have a habitual sin, that doesn't undercut the firm purpose of amendment. So we want to make that clear. Now, the penance that the priest gives you, first of all, he says, you know, it might be something. If it's a penance you don't like, you can always request a different penance. There's an agreement in there. You know, sometimes you get a priest that might say, well, I want you to do the 102nd Psalm and the 98th Psalm. It's like, I'm not going to remember that, Father. Just tell me a rosary, please. And he might get a little perturbed. He's like, okay, well, two then for you. So you can do that, okay? Because sometimes I think priests try to get creative in their penances, and I think it just makes it more difficult. But here's the important thing. The penance needs to be done soon after the confession. It does not have to be done before you receive communion, but it has to be done soon after you receive confession. And it has to be done before you go to confession again, unless you have a very good reason not to. You're promising God to do that confession, to do that penance. And so you have to do it before you go again. Now, if you forget it, you do the bash, or something like that, or maybe you actually get in and kneel down and then you remember you didn't do it. But make sure you tell the priest that. It's serious because you're promising God to do that penance. Now, with this understanding of confession, then we need to realize the purpose of confession, as I said, is to apologize to God. The purpose is to connect with God, to reconnect with God. The purpose of confession is not to connect with the priest. Sometimes people get attached to a priest because, oh, he understands me. Oh, he's wonderful. You're not there for the priest. The purpose is not to connect with the priest. The purpose is to connect with God. The priest is the telephone. That's all he is. And he may give some counsel, may give some explanation, and may ask a few questions. But again, the purpose is to apologize to God. Now, then the priest gives the absolution, and that is God saying, you know, I forgive you. Now, that doesn't mean that spiritual direction doesn't occur in the confessional, but the confession is not spiritual direction. Doesn't mean that instruction, clarification, catechetics doesn't occur. I have to explain the difference between, you know, different types of sins. That will happen also. But that's not the main reason why we're there. So, we get down to a good general rule for confession then. When we go to confession, and this is myself included as a priest, I go to confession, as I say. We need to be brief, be sorry, and then be gone. Be brief, be sorry, and be gone. Don't make a long explanation. Don't make excuses. Accuse yourself of the sins you've committed against God. Be sorry for them properly. Why? Because I've either destroyed my friendship with Him or I've damaged my friendship with Him. And then end the confession. In the old days, confessions used to end at the Sanctus. Had a priest explain this to me once. At the Sanctus, when the Sanctus bell rang, confessions ended. The priest would finish that confession that he was in, and that would be over. Why? Because the purpose of Mass is to be here for the sacrifice of the cross. You're here for this, for the consecration. And they used to end it then. Now, when you go to the Extraordinary Form throughout the United States, we continue the confessions, and some places will continue it all the way through Mass, and even keep going, because people drive in further. However, I think there is a wisdom to that. Personally, I want to see the confessions done by communion. I'm willing to give a little bit more time. Why is that? Because we're here at Mass and we should try to receive communion. We're here to apologize to God. Or I should say, when you go to confession, you're there to apologize to God. You're there to connect, to reconnect with God. And that reaches its fulfillment, not in the absolution. That's the forgiveness. I forgive you. And if you're in mortal sin, of course, you'll receive sanctifying grace and the indwelling of the Holy Trinity again, that you lost when the mortal sin was committed. But it really reaches its fulfillment where? At the altar rail. Confession is for us to reconnect with God. And that reaches its fulfillment when we receive communion. This is why, personally, I try to get all the confessions done by communion. Why? So that you can receive Christ again in your heart. So, as I said, we kind of have a little bit of a crisis of apology in our society and within families. We should remember how to properly apologize. And we should remember that confession is fundamentally the way we apologize to God. We do it to make up for our sins that have destroyed or damaged our relationship with Him. And the goal is to reconnect with God. We do that, of course, by going to confession. And it reaches its fulfillment here at communion. So, during this upcoming season of Lent, when we concentrate on doing penances for our sins, we should especially try to come to confession. Let us remember this, that our goal is to reconnect with God and to have that friendship with Him here in this world that continues for all eternity in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.